Charles Stewart III is a professor of political science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. For more on the election, I spoke to him earlier. Professor Stewart, first off, can you update us on President Trump's latest challenges to the election result?
Well, the primary challenges that he's footing are a series of lawsuits that he's filed in the states of Michigan and in Pennsylvania, most notably. These are kind of long involved lawsuits alleging all sorts of general fraud and misconduct in the elections. None of them has a particularly strong empirical base or factual base to them, and so we'll have to see what happens once and if they go to trial. But I mean, the real news today was that the state of Georgia is going to begin a very detailed hand recount of all the ballots in that state, and they're going to begin it as soon as possible. You know, so I think this will be a situation that the nation is going to be watching because, you know, this will be what a recount looks like. And, you know, it'll either go smoothly or there will be hiccups. In that case, we'll kind of get a preview about what the Trump administration intends to do in these other states where they may be inclined to be even more aggressive.
How much damage do you think these efforts from President Trump are going to do to American elections and their reputation?
Well, you know, domestically, we already are seeing some public opinion polls which are suggesting that somewhere around 80% of Republicans are saying that Donald Trump is not being treated fairly in the election, and that if he loses, it will be because of fraud and unfair treatment to him. So it's already casting serious doubt on the election among Republicans.
Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, said yesterday that the world was watching and would be impressed by the way the United States is handling this election and the count. What do you think of those comments?
Well, what I would invite people to do actually is, and I've been inviting people to do this for the last several months, is don't pay attention to the rhetoric, especially to the general rhetoric of basically interested parties, but look at what's happening, you know, in the states as the ballot counting is about to occur and or is occurring and the recounting is about to begin. The consensus among experts who follow elections and election administration is that this has been an exceptionally well-run, exceptionally clean election.
The president-elect Joe Biden said yesterday that the uncertainty over the results or President Trump's refusal to concede isn't affecting his transition work at the moment. But as the days and weeks go on, will that work be hindered by this uncertainty?
It will a bit. We have to remember that Joe Biden is, you know, a seasoned politician who kind of knows everybody around the country from a policy perspective. And so a couple of weeks delay shouldn't have a huge difference. The one exception really is to be able to start to receive briefings on national security, which he's being denied right now. And so there are issues related to foreign policy where he really could find himself kind of behind the wave if he has to wait until, you know, the middle of December to start to receive those briefings.
Professor Charles Stewart from MIT.